This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Now joining us is a former college basketball coach at Memphis and Georgia Tech. He knows John Calipari very well, and that's Josh Pastor, here to talk about all the craziness that's going on in the college basketball game in both the men's and women's side with us right now. Coach, always great to have you on. Thanks so much for doing this. How you been?
Zach, thanks for having me on. It took a little bit with the connection. I wonder if it was the solar eclipse that just screwed up the connection with the Wi-Fi around the country. What? Or it could have been Calipari going to Arkansas and jammed up all the phone lines here in the Southeast, you know, of what's going on in the world of college hoops. Only John Calipari, I love him dearly, can he trump the national championship game between UConn and Purdue? There's only one guy that can have a bigger story than that game on the day of the championship game, and that's John Calipari.
And I like John Calipari a lot, but I got to clown him a little bit because I saw he made his first public comments, or basically a no comment, and he has a dog in a stroller. Come on, coach. Get the dog on the leash and walk the dog. You don't need to put a dog in a stroller. I thought that was weak of Coach Cal.
I think he did that intentionally. I think he was maybe trolling a little bit. I don't know. I mean, look, I would think there'd be some shock if he was not going to Arkansas at this point. I think all reports are that he's going there. And I think he's going to do extremely, extremely well. Let me say two things on this, Zach. One, Arkansas is a big-time gig, big-time job. It's a huge arena. When you cross the state line, and you go into Arkansas, everyone's about Razorback Nation there. Everybody's about, that school is the state school in a sense. I mean, that is the pro team. And it's a 20,000-seat arena. When that thing gets going and is loud, I mean, it's as rocking as anywhere there is in the country. And I think resources-wise, they have as many billionaires as any other program. They're going to give him the resources to win and get the very, very best players in the country, probably even at a higher level than he was maybe just recently getting at Kentucky with the portal where, let's call it like it is, Zach. It's not NIL. It's pay to play. You're paying guys to play. So you've got to have a high salary cap to be able to do that, which is legal. It's legal now, basically. So he'll have that. And look, whoever replaces him at Kentucky, it's not going to be easy. I mean, look, that's a monster job as well. But, Zach, look at his success there at Kentucky. Yes, they maybe haven't got to the second week in the last couple years. But, man, he's had a lot of wins, had a lot of pro players, a lot of, SEC regular season and tournament championships. But so it's, whoever follows that, follows John Calipari, it's not going to be easy to do that there at Kentucky either.
I think this is a win-win all around. It's rare that you have win-wins here, but for Arkansas, you get a huge name and a behemoth of a name in John Calipari. And then for Kentucky, I just never thought that this was going to have a good ending because where there's smoke, there's obviously a fire. People starting to turn on him, the lack of tournament success the last three or four seasons. I just thought that when the buyout started to go down a little bit, then they would have moved on. So I think that this lights a little fire under the tummy of Calipari, and now you could start to build the next championship culture at Kentucky and try to get them closer to win another national championship again.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're probably right. I mean, going to Arkansas is going to rejuvenate Coach Calipari. He's going to be tremendous there. He's going to win big. Like I said, they've got all the resources to win big, especially in today's climate. I mean, so much of it's about you know, the, technically the NIL or what monies you can have to be able to pay guys and pay the players and to have them come to your school or to stay at your school. And so he'll have those resources. They've obviously got a great home arena and a home court advantage when that place is rocking. He'll be the biggest thing in the state of Arkansas there athletically. There's no doubt about that. And for Kentucky, look, I mean, I know there's been a lot of names being thrown around. I don't know who they're going to hire. Obviously, I've got no intel on that. But I know the names of Danny Hurley, Jay Wright, Billy Donovan. You know, I mean, is Danny Hurley really going to leave UConn? I mean, if he wins tonight, which there's a good chance, I mean, the guy's on his way to the Hall of Fame. You know what I mean? I mean, he's probably, regardless of what happens tonight, I mean, he's got the thing rolling at UConn. Jay Wright and Billy Donovan, obviously elite coaches in their own right, big time, big time. But look, they're both in their 60s. And I don't know if I'm Kentucky, am I trying to hire someone to be there for the next 8 to 12 years in a sense, you know, and get somebody. You know, so that would be the thing of who do they go? Yes, I think they're going to make calls for the Danny Hurleys, for the Jay Wrights, for the Billy Donovans. I don't see any of those three taking it. And so then you're going to that next crew, and that next crew is probably younger than those guys other than Danny Hurley, to say, okay, you can be our coach here for the next, you know, this is going to be an 8 to 12 year deal that you're trying in a way that for the long term to, you know, because look, John Calipari was just there for 15 years, which is a long time at Kentucky when you consider the intensity and the pressure of that job.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think Jay Wright is going to consider it. I do not think Danny Hurley is going to consider it. I'm kind of 50-50 on if Billy Donovan will consider it. But let's just say you're right. All three of those guys say no. Those are the obvious names. I then think you get into that conversation of Scott Drew and then Nate Oates. And to me, the realistic hires, and I think one of these three need to get the job, is either Billy Donovan, which we talked about, Nate Oates, or Scott Drew. I think one of those three guys have to be the next head coach at Kentucky, Josh Pastor.
If I was a betting person, I would put all odds on Scott Drew as the next coach at Kentucky, if Scott Drew wants to take it. You know, I think Kentucky's going to go after Scott Drew. I mean, after the Danny Hurleys and the Jay Wrights and the, assuming Billy Donovan, those three say no, I think the next person in line is going to be Scott Drew. Now, whether Scott takes it, who knows? I mean, you know, he's been offered a lot of jobs before at Baylor. He's got a great thing at Baylor. They can win at a very high level, and he's eventually going to have his name on the court, a statue built of him. It's the greatest rebuild job in the history of any sport ever. It's not just college basketball, of any sport when you think about it. So I just think it's one of those things where in the end it's whether he takes it or not. Look, he had a chance to go to Louisville, you know, and he said no. So he every year he gets offered jobs, any elite job that's open, he gets offered. It's just when he's going to take it, if he's going to leave or not. And here's what I would say, Zach. I don't know how you feel about this. You've covered sports for a long time. It's different now these days. When I say what's different, meaning the 10 years ago, 7 years ago, 5 years ago, kids would be, you know, doing everything to go to a Kentucky, Duke, North Carolina. Things have changed in this day and age because of the NIL/pay-to-play. Everyone's on television. You can go to the NBA from any school, from any conference. You can go to the Final Four and win a championship from any league. And you can get a lot of money from anywhere you want to go. It's based on now in this day, this climate, it's really based on how financially set up the boosters are.
Yeah.
And the supporting the program. So maybe he looks at that and says, yeah, you know, Is it the same allure as it's been in the past? And I just think the game has changed now with the so-called blue bloods. I mean, Zach, I would ask you, is there a real difference between, you know, yes, traditionally Baylor and Kentucky. Yes, there's tradition, but is there a difference if Baylor has a $5 million NIL, I'm just making this up, and Kentucky has $3 million? You have a better chance of winning than a Baylor because you can pay guys more. And until that's regulated, that's the reality of the deal. It's more about what school has the most money in the NIL.
I would have to imagine that Kentucky, like if there's a job for Scott Drew to leave, like if he doesn't leave, if he gets offered this job and he doesn't leave for this job, I think we'll stop ever throwing Scott Drew's name in a job and he's not going to leave.
Totally agree, Zach. They're 1,000%. Either he's leaving for Kentucky or he's not leaving Baylor ever.
And then also the pressure part of this too. Like, Scott Drew has won a championship at Baylor. This guy's never in danger of being on the hot seat. You go to Kentucky, you don't win a championship in the first 3 years, and that may be benevolent. You go from being the talk of the sport to now potentially getting run out at Kentucky. So I wonder, the pressure part to me is the most fascinating part about this, and if he would want to embrace that.
That's exactly right. It's not, you know, he has it made in the shade at Baylor. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, look, how about, you know, Baylor's a private school. You know, Kentucky's a public school. Maybe the casual fan doesn't understand that, but there's more things that you can, you know, that's maybe not so scrutinized when you're in a private school because of Freedom of Information Act, that there's things that are protected. Not there's anything wrong or anyone doing anything wrong. It's just, you know, maybe not everyone's in your business, if that makes sense. Whereas when you're in a public school, anyone can get any email, any text message. They can't do that at a private school. Secondly, think about this. I mean, you know, when you're at Kentucky, you have 20 to 25, maybe 30 recruiting people following every move you make, who you're recruiting. If you don't get the kid, you know, there's really two seasons at Kentucky, because if you don't get the prospect, then they're on you about that. And the two seasons are during the regular season and recruiting season. Whereas Baylor, they might not have one recruiting, you know, kind of internet person following Baylor recruiting. And so you can be, you know, underneath that radar as well too. And I can assure you, and I'm just giving you the two ends of the spectrum, Zach, for your listeners, I can assure you that Scott Drew's making think about it. I mean, he's what, $6-7 million he's making at Baylor. And again, you're in the state of Texas. There's no state income tax, you know? So I'm just throwing out different things that Scott Drew's probably thinking about before he makes the decision, because it's not a slam dunk that he's just 100% going, but you are 100% right. If he says no to this, let's stop talking about the Scott Drew to any other school. He will then officially retire at Baylor.
Will Coach Cal be the same coach that he's been at Kentucky, at Arkansas? Do you think he's going to alter some things?
No, I mean, I think it's going to rejuvenate him. I think it's going to give him a fresh of breath, just kind of a breath of fresh air, starting over. I think he's going to, you know, anyone that knows Calipari, he's got tremendous energy for his age. I mean, his mind is going at, you know, 100 miles an hour all times. He's a tremendous coach. He's an incredible recruiter. He's just one of those guys that whether he was going to take the Kentucky job, the Memphis job, the UMass job, the Arkansas job, or some small school, a small Division I, he's going to make it into a winner. And I really mean that. So what he does to change, he's going to recruit the best players. Look, Zach, let's think about this Oakland game, because the reason we're in this discussion is because of what happened against Oakland. The one kid made 10 threes and
Golke.
A couple of Golke, some of those shots, Zach, were incredible threes. If he misses two of them, you and I aren't talking about this right now.
Yeah, if they could pass the basketball or not get stuffed at the rim, too, with how many missed layups as well. You're not wrong on that.
So I don't, you know, because how many, you know, people are talking about he needs to change, but I'm also thinking about how many times during the season were people talking about Kentucky was good enough to win the championship. They beat Tennessee. They went into different arenas and beat teams on the road. I just think that.
But that's why he needed to go, Josh. That's why he needed to go, because he had another year or two. So if everyone's saying, okay, get away from one and done, that means you need to develop guys for 3 or 4 years. He didn't have 3 or 4 years. So I think he realized if the right job with the resources, like with the Chicken, the Walmart, and the Cowboys come calling, right, with the Razorbacks, with all the boosters that are associated with those three, this was the right job for him to leave where it's big enough for him. And he kind of realized, I think, with the omission of taking the Arkansas job, that this wasn't going to end properly at Kentucky.
Yeah. And you're right. But my point is just how fine of a line it is.
Yeah.
You know, when they say about making changes, I mean, literally 2 weeks prior, people are talking about Kentucky as everyone's picking Kentucky to go to the Final Four. Yeah. And possibly
I had them against UConn.
So that's just kind of one of the things. But I'm telling you, this is the job that he actually has maybe more resources. Again, it's not maybe the same fanfare nationally, Sure. But he has probably more resources to be able to succeed even at a higher level than Kentucky, just based on what you said on the amount of billionaires, not millionaires, billionaires that are connected to the Arkansas Razorbacks.
What kind of game do you think we'll get tonight between UConn and Purdue?
I think it all comes down to Fletcher Lawyer and Braden Smith for Purdue. If those guys play like they did on Saturday versus NC State, UConn's winning double digits. But if those two guys play at a high level, I think it can be a real close game and it can be a toss-up. But based on the way NC State pressured those guards on Saturday and Braden Smith struggled, the way that the amount of turnovers that Purdue had for the total of the game, I didn't think Fletcher Lawyer struggled scoring at the rim. It's going to come down to those two guys. And if I'm Danny Hurley and staff watching that film, I'm pressuring the heck out of those two guys and making them have to, you know, to sweat it out. And if they struggle against the pressure, it's going to be a double-digit win for UConn. I will say this is the first time in 2 years in the tournament that UConn will have played a one or a two seed. And so they'll be tested. But I just think the guard play for UConn is going to be the whole deal. And so for Purdue to win, it's not about Zach Edey. It's not about Lance Jones. It's strictly about Braden Smith and Fletcher Lawyer. You and I can talk tomorrow morning, Zach. If those two guards play really, really well, Purdue has a great shot at winning the national championship. But if one of those two guys have a bad night or both of them aren't playing up to par, it's going to be a double-digit win for UConn.
Do you think Scott Drew ends up taking the job?
I think Scott Drew is going to be the next coach at Kentucky.
Got it. Good deal. Josh Pastor,
I just think, Zach, when you're in the profession like myself, when you get an offer like a Kentucky job like that, I think it's just probably too hard to say no to, you know, based on to have a shot to coach at one of those type of schools. If you get what I'm saying, when you've that's sort of the pinnacle point, if that makes sense.
No, absolutely does. Josh, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Zach. Thank you for having me.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.